Why did he show up? Why is he taking a shower? So I thought to myself, oh, this must be one of those big fatty short story situations where I guess he was, you know, hopefully he wasn't in the salon chair and sharted. That would be horrible. But I was thinking, oh my gosh, he must have sharted. Like he was driving around Bentonville Square or something, playing Pokemon, waiting on me, and he sharted. And so he had to come home. And all of this evidence was building to really come to that conclusion. I mean, he immediately got in the shower. He tore off all of his clothes and put it in the washing machine immediately. I didn't watch him, but he had told me that he was doing these things. I was on the couch watching West Wing, so I didn't really investigate. But I was thinking all this to myself. He put his clothes in the laundry. He immediately got in the shower. He got out of the shower, got dressed into completely different clothes. And then he got the Windex bottle and the paper towels. And he went out to his car. He said, I've got to wipe down the car as well. And he still had not told me why this was, like why he was doing everything that he was doing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This must be one of those Big Fatty short story situations.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 30-fo-50-fo of the BFO for Monday the 3rd of May 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Plus, it's Short Week, Big Fatty. Cliffhangers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your cliffhangers today, because y'all are old Crooked Hat. Old Crooked Hat at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he was telling a short story about mittens. And y'all, right there in the middle, y'all, he left us hanging. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like a dingleberry for short week. Yes.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, the 3rd of May, y'all. It's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, it's he's the Susan Zarensky of the little show. It's true. Never have I met this person face-to-face, but y'all have had many interactions with him back when he was on the Daily Purge with Gemini's. By the way, the Daily Purge came out weekly. And Big Fatty, so does your Daily Purge. Perfect for a short week. Anyway, y'all, he is an accomplished actor and singer. He was in the touring company of the Phantom of the Operetta. And y'all, just funny, just as funny as he can be. He was on the PNS Explosion with Patrick and Noah.
And Scott.
Scott wasn't there. That's why Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo was there. Y'all, I just told you whose celebration of exiting the birth canal is. Y'all, it is none other than the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a well-established network. Just so many affiliates, and it's just the BFO. Oh, never mind. Y'all, I'm talking about Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo. Big Fatty, we love Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo. It's true. And y'all, just as kind a person as you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, if you see Rob Nelson Lindley on the Twitter or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big drink made with vodka that tastes like birthday cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I see y'all. Last time I talked to you, it was Thursday afternoon when I recorded the Friday show. Young Nicholas stopped by and we had a little visit. And y'all, believe it or not, this happened.
Welcome to the theater, you fool. You love it so.
Yes, that's right, everyone. The ballet has returned to the villa. And, y'all, Big Fatty just told young Nicholas, okay, I ain't waiting no longer. Here we go. And, y'all, it was lovely. It was, y'all, and quite honestly, it's all about me. It was long overdue, and it's just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. Then on Friday, y'all, we were having, brofkas. We were having brofkas for supper for Friday at Fatty's. And, we got here, and Big Fatty had, I had scrambled eggs and grits and hash brown potatoes and bacon and sausage and country ham. Big Fatty, was it spelled? It was not spelled C-U-N-T. And, red-eye gravy and some cheese biscuits. And, it was just lovely. Y'all, before we ate, Big Fatty had put out, we finished up the last of the delicious goat and sheep cheese that, Brandon and Alex, brought when they visited. And y'all, everybody, when it was all gone, everybody started going on to Lesbyterian delivery service to see if they could order more. And y'all, I had that, and I had some cheese dip and had crackers and some of those cauliflower stalks. You know, Big Fatty likes those, and you know, they're very low calorie. Over the weekend, I went out for my nipple walks, and the heel of my left foot, was kind of angry. This was like on Thursday or whatever. And when I went out Friday, my left calf, on my leg was tight. It was like I wasn't walking properly, and that was pulling the muscles oddly in my left calf. And it still persists. I have gotten me some icy hot. Yes, Big Fatty, you smell like everybody's grandmother. Some moleskin and, you know, padding. And y'all, I'm just going to try to pad that heel so I can continue my nipple walks with it won't get as angry or whatever. Y'all on Saturday, y'all, I went out and did some running around, and y'all, I went and I got petroleum. I got petroleum at the Sam's Club. $2.44 a gallon. Y'all, I forgot to tell you. We had a grannyism on Friday night. Big Fatty, cue the bumper.
You know we love our granny. We know that she's all right. But she's got some peculiar notions at Big Fatty's tonight.
Daddy!
Daddy, indeed! Y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Cub. And Haunt Cub, thank you so much for that. Anytime Granny tries to talk to the Siri, first of all, it's just funny. It's just funny to do that. But y'all, he was trying to tell us about a song that it was called Knights in Black Leather by that Bette Midler. You know, Bette Midler. And, you know, it's just so sad. Y'all, on Saturday, I cooked those Impossible Burgers or whatever it is on the grill. Y'all, I gotta tell you, if I didn't know that they were Impossible Burgers, I would not have known they were not beef hamburgers. Y'all, they were pretty good. And it was there. I mean, it's expensive stuff, but it was pretty good. And y'all, then Saturday evening, I've caught up on The Good Doctor. Y'all, it's just, if you're not watching that, shame on you. Shame on you, I say. And, y'all, and then Sunday, I got up, had my coffee. I'm halfway through the five hard Sudoku puzzles. And, I have been on my nipple wall. Went to the Walmart to get the moleskin and all for my foot. And y'all, I think I'm going to record a little Fatty Cast with Veda. And y'all, that's pretty much been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty!
All this week on The Little Show.
Big Fatty Online.
Shart Week.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that is, of course, old Stinkpot. And Stinkpot, thank you so much. Big Fatty, he sent in a Shart Week story. He did indeed. Y'all, I am, just to let you know, I'm pre-recording parts of all of our shows this week so I can get as many Shart Week clips in as possible. But, y'all, you can still send in your Shart stories. But that's why I was asking for them early. But go ahead and send them in if you still got more. Y'all, the first one we're going to do today is from a little show called Who Invited Her out of the San Diego. Yes, Big Fatty, Dr. Stone is down there. It's true.
Funny I haven't story. Heard the story yet.
So we're in the House of Commons, and the tour, like, there's tour, little tour groups, and we're on our private one sitting on the side, and our tour guide's explaining the Queen sits here and going into all, like, the history, and it's very grand. The whole Parliament's very grand, and you can feel all the history, and you're not allowed to say any, like, talk very much in Parliament. Like, it's everything's very quiet and very just regal and royal, whatever. Rob's over here in the corner, like, just
fidgety,
that and is, I'm like,
I don't know about that. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so, and then we were finishing the tour, and the right when we finished the tour of Parliament, Rob's like, I gotta go to the bathroom, so he runs to the bathroom. He's in there forever. Then he comes back, and what?
Wait a minute, okay, stop the story right there, because backing up just a little bit. Yeah. So we're in the House of Commons, and he's showing us where they. I don't even know what you call all the stuff, but he's showing us where they put that staff thing, and they bow to that when
the knock. Knocker, the Black Staff.
Right.
So, where the Queen knocks to enter. Yeah.
Yes, and Meghan's over here. She got to be Prime Minister for a few minutes where they're like, okay, this is where Prime Minister stands and whatever.
Hands on this box.
So we're talking about that, and I'm like, oh, I don't feel very good. So like I through my head, I'm thinking, was it that seafood pie we ate on the way over here
in Scotland, back in Scotland?
No. This was because
we had another seafood pie.
We had lunch right before this. So I'm like, I don't know. And then I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom soon. Where do you get a bathroom? Like, where does Parliament go?
Go. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Where does Parliament go?
So while he's talking, I'm just like, okay, I got to tell him I'll be right back or something. Because I'm like, I don't feel good. Kind of like, you know, like that feeling like, did I eat something? And it like came on all of a sudden. Anyway, so then we were leaving House of Commons. He's like, okay, I'm going to take you somewhere where we don't normally take everybody.
Yeah.
So we got to go out onto the patio.
The terrace.
Yeah.
The terrace where all
the
Parliament.
Did you shit in the Thames?
No. No. So we went out onto the terrace, where out on the Thames.
Yeah.
Where they have Parliament parties or whatever. And there was a bathroom right there. But as I was walking, I'm like, oh, it went away. I'm fine. I don't feel sick anymore. I don't have to go.
Good.
I feel good. So I'm
life
normal.
Is good.
So we went out there. We took some discreet pictures we weren't supposed to take.
I know. We weren't allowed to take any pictures.
No.
But at one point, he's like, go ahead, pull your phones out. Pull your phones out really quick and take a picture really quick. Yeah. So this was the guy that was on the royal tour.
Like, yeah. It was not.
That's awesome.
I didn't get to go. I was
talking about a royal flush.
Oh no, it was great.
He royal flushed it later.
No. So then we're like walking back inside, and we were heading towards the Great Hall, and then that's when it all started coming back, only a lot faster.
Oh.
And so we walk out into the Great Hall. The Great Hall is this huge vaulted wooden ceiling. He's telling us all about that. He's like, if you look up, you'll see these wooden. It was like a wooden ballast or whatever. Yeah. So he's talking about how they were 1,000 years old. And I'm like, uh-oh. So then I'm like, now it's like emergency state where I'm like, I'm sweating.
Oh my God. Did you shit on the floor of a 1,000-year-old carpet? Like, what?
Rob.
No, I'm sweating. So then he was telling us the story about, this is where Barack Obama gave his speech. I'm like, Barack Obama. I'm just trying to like speed this up. Like, how many more minutes? Barack Obama, okay, da da da. So then we walk into the middle, and they've got like these little markings of where they're like, and he said, this is where the Queen's mom was lying in state. And I'm like, I probably have a good 30 seconds.
Next thing I know,
he's like, and God forbid the Queen should pass away today. This is where she will lie in state. And then that's where it happened.
He shot his pants.
It was just, it wasn't a lot, but I'm
it
like,
was there.
Like, so,
like on the floor?
No.
His
no.
pants. Like he,
you could see it.
Thank God he had his long coat on, and he crab walked into the bathroom.
Oh. You pooped in Parliament.
Yes, Rob.
You're the Queen's going to be dead.
Yeah. I know. God forbid that should ever happen. That's what I'm going to be thinking of when I watch it on TV.
No. It is going to happen. She's going to die.
And when they lay her right there where he pointed, you can always go, that's where I shit my pants in Parliament.
International sharding. Yes, everybody. Y'all, and it's another cliffhanger. We've got another part to this story coming up. So tune in tomorrow and find out about mittens and find out about who invited her in the Parliament, the Royal Flush, on Tamari's little show. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely Monday, y'all. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Cricket Hat and Adam. I know you've been wondering when Shark Week was coming, and are you confused about anything about Shark Week this year?
This must be one of those big fatty short story situations.
Yes, and you're telling one to Mari about mittens. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.